Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm visiting Olana, located right outside of the city of Hudson and created by the famous Hudson River School painter Frederick Church. Join me as I go on a walk throughout the property with Amy Hausman, the director of Olana State Historic Site, and Mark Przorski, Senior Vice President and Landscape Curator of the Olana Partnership. As I drove here today across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, I'm consistently reminded of the fascination of this place as I see Olana peeking out above the hilltops. What's the vision and history of its founder?
Frederick Church first came to this property when he was a young man, when he was studying with Thomas Cole. And he came and he walked through this landscape. He drew this landscape. He was here for 2 years in this area of the Upper Catskills. And then he went to New York City to become a very famous artist. And years later, he returned to this land just before he got married and purchased 126 acres at the bottom of this hill. And he built a farm here for himself and for his wife, Isabel, and started a family in this place. And he had a vision to kind of add on to this landscape and to create what he considered to be his perfect dream of a place. Over time, he was able to acquire the additional land where we see the Olana Main House, and he began construction on the Olana Main House in 1870 and created really a cultivated landscape here. Everything that we see at Olana is an artist-created landscape, a living painting that you can walk through, and at every twist and turn of the road, there was this idea of revealing a view that could be a painting, but in fact is actually created with trees and grass.
At one point in the 19th century, Frederick Church was the most famous artist in the United States. And what's really great about this place is that he's a painter who goes from two dimensions into three dimensions. We see this as an earthwork. His role as a landscape architect and as an architect here is part of the story. So as Amy said, how you move through and how you experience the views are part of the landscape.
As I've been coming here over the years, I've been watching the evolution of what I see as a master plan of the property. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly what you're talking about in terms of the views. I've been walking the trails and seeing the vistas, but it was really the moment that I took a tour with one of your colleagues on the little golf cart. Mm-hmm. And she was able to bring us to all of those particular views that he had envisioned mm-hmm. and planned. I don't even know how you could imagine having that sort of vision as things grow and nature changes. Did he envision this place to go on well past his lifetime?
I would say definitely.
Yeah.
When he bought this property, it had been farmed for a long, long time. There were almost no trees here. So the very first years that he was here, he planted thousands and thousands of trees. You know, you plant trees because they're going to grow and continue on after you're there. So I think that idea of legacy was something very much in his mind.
Reforestation is part of the story. Uh-huh. In the 19th century, huge parts of this region were deforested. So Frederick Church's effort to reforest and really to sculpt the landscape and to really control the views. Mm-hmm. And from Olana, you can see four states. You can see as far as Massachusetts and Vermont into Connecticut. So the views are very distant and they're also internal. He designed views across the lake where the house is reflected in the lake or where we are right now looking up at the house. This is part of the design.
The lake itself is man-made, right? Yeah. The lake was actually dammed up, a small stream that was dammed up in a small valley. He created that lake to mimic the turn in the river, and also so that you could look down into the lake and look up across the lake to see the house. It's this amazing kind of reflective mirror. He also, I think, really was interested in studying the weather. Mm-hmm. And Alexander von Humboldt, who was an 18th century philosopher and naturalist, was a hero to Church along with many others. And we often talk about the fact that this was a place where Church could come and study the sky and the movement of the clouds and the movement of the weather through this river valley. And the house itself becomes, as Mark often says, a viewing instrument through which you can see the movement of nature through this very ancient place. Yeah.
There are so many stories we can tell here. I mean, Frederick Church was involved with Central Park before he designed a lot of this landscape. He was briefly a parks commissioner in Central Park. He was one of the founding trustees of the Metropolitan Museum in New York. He was also involved with helping to create the first state park in New York around Niagara, which he painted. So there's a real sort of civic parks idea that was part of his lifetime, and today as a public park that we all experience. This is open to everyone.
Yeah. That's what I love about it. This is our Central Park here mm-hmm. in our own backyard. Exactly. It's one of the premier spots in the Hudson Valley and also here in the Catskills. I could say the East Coast, but I think it's one of the most spectacular places to visit in the country. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to hear about some of the visitors that mm-hmm. you have and where they come from. Mm-hmm. And I'll just tell you a little story. A couple years ago, I was here, I took a walk, and I ran into a couple who was here from Texas. And they told me that they were on a pilgrimage to see every Frederick Church in a public institution that was available for them to visit. They had been here multiple times, and they were on their way, I think, to Chicago, and they were going further and going to any museum who had a painting that they could go see. So I loved that story, and I'm just curious what types of visitors that you have that have made their pilgrimage here.
We are definitely a place where people come to make a pilgrimage because they love Frederick Church, because they love the Hudson River School, because they're drawn to the architecture and the landscape here, because they want to see the views. But this really is, I think, as you say, this is our kind of community park. And as a New York State Park and Historic Site, this is a place that's free and open to all. And so while we have real devotees of the idea of Historic House Museum, we also are seeing this extraordinary growing visitation from our local community. And over the last year, we have seen people really recognize that Olana is a place where they can come to find relief, they can come to find refuge, they can come to take a walk by themselves or with their family or with their dog. And it's really become a place that people are firmly connected to, which is wonderful.
Olana operates on several levels. It's a community resource. It's considered the crown jewel of the system in New York State, mm-hmm. of historic sites. It's the most intact historic artist home and studio in the United States. It's a national historic landmark. So nationally, there's nothing else like this in the entire country. The fact that this something is so intact and artist vision is accessible. We get people from all over the country and the world. This is where you go if you want to understand that period of art or history or environmentalism. Mm-hmm. It all comes together here in a way it doesn't come together anywhere else. It's like Monticello, but tied to art and design.
Which is what I love in seeing its evolution over the years in terms of its tie to contemporary artists. Mm-hmm. And as we sit here today, I'm looking at an incredible piece here in front of the home. It looks like a tree that's been wrapped in maybe leather. Can you tell me about the artist and about the vision of the contemporary art integrated into Olana?
The Olana Partnership has commissioned June Shin to create a new work, a site-specific work here at Olana for the 2021 season. It's called Fallen. And it was inspired by a historic and very majestic hemlock tree that stood on the east lawn adjacent to the main house for 140 years. We know because we have dated by counting all the rings to see that it was planted somewhere between 1871 and 1886. So it was planted during Frederick Church's lifetime and stood probably with other hemlocks on the lawn. The tree died of natural causes, unfortunately, despite our very best efforts to keep it alive. And for safety reasons, we knew we needed to cut it down. And so as part of that, we have invited Jean to come to create this work. She has been interested in this idea of nature and of sustainability through the practice of her work for 20 plus years. And here she's able to honor this tree by laying it horizontally like a landscape. It's lying in state on the east lawn. It's wrapped in a second skin made of off-cut leather from the fashion industry as a reference to the tanning industry that really devastated this whole entire region here on this side of the river and on the Greene County side of the river during the course of the 19th century. Hemlock trees were used for the tannins and in their bark and were used to make leather. And so just referencing that and referencing the idea of mass consumer, mass production, what that means to us now, and what we get to do is honor this tree that's here, that's been part of the landscape, that's been witness to all of the change that's taken place here since Frederick Church lived here, and be able to go up to it and lay our hands upon it, which I think is a really beautiful opportunity for us at this time, in this moment in the world for each of us. In addition, there's a mapping project that's taking place around the 250 acres of Olana, where we've invited public and volunteers to mark hemlock trees with a leather tag. So as you're walking through the landscape, your eyes are opened a little bit more to understand what the hemlock is.
This installation is really helping us to see Olana in a new way. Our visitors are going out and discovering the hemlocks. It often takes an artist to help people to see, and Jean is doing that. And we are committed to working with contemporary artists here at Olana. In Frederick Church's day, he was a contemporary artist. This installation is part of a bigger exhibition, which opens on June 12th, which is a collaboration with the Thomas Cole Site and the Crystal Bridges Museum of Art. And here at Olana, we'll have works by Nick Cave and Vic Muniz and Jeffrey Gibson and others, as well as Frederick Church, Thomas Cole, and Martin Johnson Heed, as well as Thomas Cole and Frederick Church's daughters. So it's really this cross-generational, across-centuries dialogue about nature and art.
This exhibition, Cross Pollination, features a range of historic and contemporary work. And in addition to Jean Shin, we also have these beautiful silk banners by the artist Portia Munson, who's from Catskill, and an incredible, wonderful artist. And those will also be installed out in the landscape. So the real goal for us is to make things as accessible as possible. So everyone who comes will have the chance to be able to experience some bit of this exhibition. They will be able to expand their view if they're able to visit inside the house and see the larger exhibition and then go across the river to the Thomas Cole site. So it's really an exciting moment for us here in the Hudson River Valley for the contemporary art.
There's been a project that's been ongoing is to create this idea of the Hudson River Skywalk, which crosses the Hudson River, connecting the home and studio of Frederick Church to the home and studio of Thomas Cole. It's probably the only bridge in the United States that connects the homes and studios of two major landscape artists and the birthplace of this so-called movement, the Hudson River School region. The Hudson River Skywalk allows people to walk on Olana's carriage roads through this landscape across the Thomas Cole site. And we are understanding this area, Olana, the Cole site, the village of Catskill, the city of Hudson, as being its own region. There are many different arts organizations in this area.
Yeah, I mean, we really see this region as an art and cultural hub. People who come here are drawn because of the natural beauty, but it's a place of artistic inspiration and has been for hundreds of years. And we see that now with so many artists coming to visit and coming to live here, which is really rewarding.
Well, as someone who's crossed the Rip Van Winkle Bridge maybe thousands of times, I loved seeing the evolution of that Skywalk project. I thought it was an ingenious idea of bringing the two sides of the river together. And now it's just a part of, I think, people's daily life and their daily routine.
That's great to hear.
I think we're so lucky, like I said, to have it here right in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. And I take advantage of it all the time, all sorts of weather, all sorts of seasons, any time of day. So on this beautiful, sunny spring day, as the gardens are popping, I just want to thank you for welcoming us here to Olana.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.